This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. Well, hi there. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 602. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope you like what you hear. If you've been here before, how you doing? This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today, we're going to do something just a bit different. We're going to read the two-chapter book of Haggai and the first chapter from the 14-chapter book of Zechariah, which is the second to the last book of the Old Testament. What'll be different today is that I'm going to give an introduction to Haggai, then read the two chapters, and then give an intro to Zechariah, and follow that with chapter 1, after which I'll just have some closing comments. Sound good? All right, so let's get started. Most of the minor prophets lived before the captivity. However, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last three, lived and had their ministries after the captivity. Haggai and Zechariah were contemporaries. They both began their preaching 18 years after the return from the captivity. The temple was to have been rebuilt when they returned to the Promised Land, but was delayed by the enemies of the Jews and the negligence of the Jews. Haggai began preaching about 2 months before Zechariah, but we only have a record of 4 months of messages that God gave him to deliver to the people. Zechariah's work lasted about 2 years. Both Haggai and Zechariah prophesied of the coming Messiah. In Haggai, you'll hear it in chapter 2, verse 9. Listen to see if you can pick it out. Today we're reading from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much, and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priests concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? Then the priests answered and said, no. And Haggai said, if one who was unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? So the priests answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days, when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to dry out 50 baths from the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. All right, we'll read Zechariah chapter 1 in just a moment. Did you pick out the messianic prophecy in Haggai? It was when the Lord said, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. You might remember that in John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you. All right, now let's talk just a moment about the book of Zechariah. Like Haggai, God spoke to the people about their neglect of the building of the second temple. But Zechariah was given visions much more than Haggai, which we'll hear about in the first 6 chapters of the book. And he spoke much more of the coming Messiah. Other topics will come up and we'll discuss them as we get to them. Now let's read the first chapter of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, the Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they returned and said, just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shebat, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they answered the angel of the Lord, who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, Proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, My cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? So he answered me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, What are these coming to do? So he said, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. As you're looking for gifts to give this Christmas, maybe these reviews of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide can help you. These reviews are at Amazon. Cosray says, Finally, a pronunciation guide we can understand. No need for a graduate degree in phonetics. It's a great resource. And Magellan says, Just what I was looking for. Easy to use, and I switch back and forth at times from my Bible app to the Webbs. Very happy with it, and an excellent tool, especially for teachers and preachers. Friends, for the people on your list who love God's Word, head over to easybiblenamesguide.com and order copies of the book that you can wrap and put under the tree, or PDFs that you can perhaps load onto a thumb drive to give. Now, if you're not convinced that it really can be easy to say the hard names in the Bible, you can even sign up there to receive a free copy of the first chapter of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, all the names that begin with the letter A. I think once you see it, you'll be convinced. Golly, you might even order one for yourself. That URL once again is easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Revelation. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.